Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Whether you're a skeptic, unbeliever, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.
Everybody, Greg Enslin here with the Tippecanoe Gazette. We're here with Eric Mack, city manager.
Yes.
You're very tall.
Yes.
Yeah. Is he in the frame? I don't even know if he's in the frame. He's huge. And we're here at the plaza. This is the old food town. And we got inside. Thank you for that.
Yep,
this is awesome. Actually, it used to be called La Plaza Tapatia. And it has been closed for several years. I'm not sure how long has it been, 22?
Yeah, maybe? I believe 20.
Two or three years it's been closed. And then the city just bought it. So this is exciting. Walk us through that. Why would the city want to buy this?
But yeah. Let's see. We closed on the property back in, February, I believe. Honestly, this was just a major eyesore and a source of complaint, for the city. So, after a couple years of work with, a consultant on the economic development side, city staff put a lot of time and effort as well as council. Into this, we decided to make the purchase, really just to clean up this eyesore for the city. So now we're looking to work on the redevelopment of this parcel of land.
So yeah, there's been a lot of complaints about this place for years. And I've seen a lot of stuff on social media lately about the interior of it being a mess. It looks great now. Woodard has done a great job. City's done a great job getting this all cleaned up. But I did see a couple of things online about abandoned food and people were broke in here and they were like throwing food around and bowling with cans and all that kind of stuff. So how does that tie into the city's ownership of it? I mean, I would assume when La Tapatia closed in 2022, they just left everything.
Right. That's correct. Yeah. When we acquired the property back in February, we looked to donate some of that food to a local food bank, and they took what they could. I'd say just a small percentage of it was still good to them. So unfortunately, honestly, it needed to be disposed of. So as you see now, that's what's been done and taken care of. And
so the place sat empty for several years. All the food was in here from their previous tenant. They were not letting people come in here and get donations or anything like that. Once the city bought it, Brad walked us through that. He was saying that first thing they did is kind of stabilize the property, lock it up, make sure everything is good, and then worked on the roof.
Fixed the leak.
So it's stabilized, so it's good to go for a while instead of getting worse over time.
Right, and that was, cleaning out the grocery store. While it was important, those things were much more important to make sure it was secure.
Right.
We still have existing tenants.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The roof's not leaking and those sort of things on the tenants.
For the existing tenants, they're all staying? Is that a plan? Is that the plan?
Potentially. Honestly, right now, yes. We'll see as the plan develops where things go.
Good. And then the place has been cleaned out and stabilized, so there's nothing in here now. I know you guys did work with Needy Basket, and they came in and got a bunch of stuff. But I would assume after 3 years, most of the stuff that was in here in the YouTube videos was expired.
Correct.
And they couldn't get it. So did they just bring a dumpster and just get rid of all of them?
Yeah. Essentially.
That's too bad. It's too bad they didn't think ahead on that. But I guess I'm not sure why you would own a grocery and then leave it packed full of stuff for 3 years. It seems kind of crazy.
Right. And then again, too, that was prior to the city taking over ownership.
Right. Long before that.
Make that point.
Yes. And then people obviously snuck in here. So that's all probably been corrected, hopefully.
Building's been secured. And now the police, knowing that, it had this presence on social media, they're taking a more active roll looking at this property a little closer.
God, I'm surprised someone would sneak in here knowing the police station is about 500 feet that way.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy that would happen.
It's a bold move. Yes.
So what's the plan going forward?
So honestly, right now, I think as Bradford Woodard mentioned, you know, it's just, you know, the goal was once we acquired it to really show a difference, right? That, hey, the city's acquired it now. Look at the difference.
You know,
the demo of the Burger King out front, the paving and striping of the parking lot, some concrete work, fixing the building, tightening up.
And stabilizing it for the future.
Correct.
It was like a big deal.
So now we're looking at, well, what do we want to do long term, right? We have existing leases that are in place, but beyond those, what does this look like? So working with Woodard and our economic development consultant and city council to really nail down a conceptual plan for the future.
There's a plan coming and you guys are working on it and we should see that soon.
We should see that very soon.
Excited about that. Anything else you want to say about the plaza?
No, I just, you know, I think it's a great thing for the community. It's been so far a great change, a great partnership with Woodard, and appreciate the support from obviously city council making this decision and then the residents. We've heard a lot of great feedback in the last few months as we've made these improvements. So.
Yeah, the one thing I heard the most of was the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like that was the big thing that people are like, whoa.
Made a big difference.
The city owns it now. Look what they're doing.
Yep.
So that's exciting. I'm very excited to see the progress. I think people are going to be excited to be able to see in here. We're going to get some pictures of the cleaned out property and show everybody that all the food is gone.
Yes.
It's not gross in here. It's actually nice. Doesn't smell at all.
No.
So very excited. You guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
Very excited with the city on this and excited to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Excellent. Yeah, no problem. Thanks for getting us in here. We're very excited.
Absolutely.
My hand's sweaty, but thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Eric Mack, city manager.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. We're with Brad Dudekin from Woodard Development. How are you?
Doing great today.
Good. Thanks
for coming out.
Thank you. Thanks for getting us in here. We're very excited about this exclusive. We'll be running this in the Tippecanoe Gazette and maybe the Newsmakers podcast and possibly on the Spectre Sisters podcast, which is a new one we have. Like creepy interior spaces in which this probably applies. So
okay, we can wander around out back.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. So how did you guys get involved with this?
So Woodard Development's been working in partnership with the city, council and staff over the last, I think we're over 2 years now, on a number of the uptown and even downtown initiatives here in Tip City. So through that process and our work here, we were part of the origination of the acquisition of this plaza, so helping the city through that as they sought to gain some control over this piece of town. And after that, we got into property management to help the city work through a lot of the tenancies that are here, bring the plaza up to shape as the community had hoped. We might make some improvements, some capital improvements, and then from here, help sort of work with the city on what the future of this looks like.
Well, it looks good in here. I'm actually surprised. I was expecting it to smell really bad and be full of old food. So it looks really good. We've been walking around in here taking a look. Looks like you guys have done a lot of work to get this space prepared. Can you walk us through that? Was that a multi-month process of getting all the stuff out of here?
Yeah. So obviously, prior to the acquisition, we didn't have the opportunity to be in the space at all. No rights, obviously, the prior owner. So from the day of the acquisition towards the end of February, we had sort of started with our feet on the ground. We knew we'd have to get going on a number of critical items. We started on the outside of the building on the shell, working on the roof, right? Getting back to watertight throughout and managing some of that. Also, I think the communities observed some of the work we've done in the parking lot in terms of asphalt and concrete throughout and a lot of the ceiling that we did and restriping. So worked on the shell of the building, patched up a number of the holes, improved the security throughout, and then began working space by space just to bring it up to a reasonable vacancy, right? We understand that these are not intended to be occupied anytime in the near future for an extended period of time. So getting them into a stable condition, part of that was our life safety systems. So doing inspections and bringing the sprinkler system up to speed in alignment with the local fire department's wishes. And that's all just completed out of the gate. And then finally just clearing out some of the trash and debris that had been left behind.
Yeah, there was a YouTube video I saw about a month ago that showed the place pretty nasty in here. So it looks completely different now.
Yep.
So whatever you guys have done, it looks really awesome.
And that had been on the list all the way through.
All the way through.
I got here a little before. Like I said, we started on the outside and worked our way in. So.
Yeah. We're going to chat with Eric Mack, the city manager, on this too, about some of the security issues and things like that. But this is awesome. So what's the plan here?
Basically maintain, right? Okay. So we want to keep this in a dry, clean environment up until such time that the city determines sort of what the future is with Plaza here, and as we work through that process together. So it's a stabilization, secure it, and hold until as the plans develop.
Hey, welcome to the Village Idiots podcast. On this show, youngs and olds compete for verbal domination of a small town in Ohio. Actually, Village Idiots is two youngs and an old talking about pop culture, movies, music, and other topics. Generation Zers Zoe and Abby talk about things that Greg doesn't understand, like TikTok and Riz, while old-timer Greg explains the ancient times before iPhones and Facebook. Tune in today to find out what they'll talk about next.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. Absolutely. This is exciting. Excited about the project. We're excited to see progress, and we'll have some more information down the road. Thank you.